precious that we don't even realize it. But there's things that we have to embrace and love and just keep close, because you just never know. And this is why it's important to enjoy your life a la max, especially if you're not hurting anybody. You know, some people may be hurt because you're doing your own thing, but you can't really worry about that either. What you do in that situation is you wish them well and you keep it moving. Enjoy your life, guys. Live your life to your fullest. Live your life to your potential. Believe that you can do it. Everything, every moment, everything, every concept, especially in that brain, it definitely starts with you. So if you guys want that motivational video, I will definitely post it on our page. Right now I'm going to break it up with some music. Here is Pip Millet and Hard Life.
And for him, 64, you have a rough childhood as well, because with him being the only black kid used to be up there, it used to be rough, but he has to fight it out. He was a rough kid.
Try to move on, but got motion sick. It's hard to forget when the dark days hit. It's cruel, remember the things I didn't do. And a dark day hits once more. In disbelief at the depth of the skies, can't open my eyes. Nothing holding me down, yet this weight inside reminds me I'm actually thinking. I've been thinking about the future, deep in things I didn't used to. I was free, not before, but after my fall, free to believe in words I didn't mean. Just to get by, I'd rather die than to cry. It's a hard life. When it's buried, I'm cold when it's open. I don't think the end is near, but here's hope and a sign. It won't be the last time, but the learning is making me stronger. A little longer, I've been waiting. All this shit so frustrating. I was free, not anymore. Facing things from before. I tried to believe in words I didn't mean. Just to get by, I'd rather die than to cry. It's a hard life.
God summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
Yay, do. I don't know. I just like to hum that part because I think it just sounds so awesome. All right, we're going to play you some background music here, and then I'm going to get into the business zone. Now, we don't have a guest today. That's all right, though. That's okay because, you know, we always have businesses in the community to shout out. Now, as I was going through my lovely... Ooh, let me turn that down. All right, you guys can hear me now? Okay, good. So, business zone time. I was going through social media. I just definitely found some stuff that I could shout out. So, there is a new arrival in the boutique espace urbain. It is called Cosmetic Sorel, cosmetic line based on natural ingredients from here and elsewhere. So, if you don't know anything about the shop Espace Urbain, you can go visit them at 6529 Saint-Hubert in Montreal, Metro Beaubien. Or if you want to find out more detailed information, you can call them at 514-274-6529. Monday, they're closed. Tuesday and Wednesday, they're open from 11 to 6. Thursday and Friday, 11 to 9. And Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 7. So definitely check that out. A new cosmetic line. Hey, we can totally use that. We can totally use that for sure. What else do we got going on? I mean, so of course, I got to shout out my usuals. You know, as intended, all natural with the hair butter that has saved my life. My hair is growing back for sure. Especially in this wintertime. You know, you want to be able to have your hair protected as much as possible with moisturizing products. So definitely check her out. Her website is AIAN. I always mess that up and I say it so clearly, but I always mess it up. Sissy, I'm sorry. It's AIAN.ca. That's as intended, all natural. She created this line for those who are ready to make a change in natural skin care. So she, like I always tell you guys, she always has a whole bunch of stuff going on. She has treatments for dandruff and psoriasis, itchy scalp, flaking, dryness. Like I always mentioned, the hair butter, which I religiously believe in with all of my heart. There is also muscle relief. Now, you know, you guys know we are getting a little older now. You know, those of us who are in our 30s and you're hearing creaks and cracks all over the place. It's like, geez, did my left knee just crack out of nowhere? Well, she just got a relief for that for you guys. So definitely, like I always say, check her out. She is amazing at what she does. And of course, you'll always get educated on the things that she's actually selling you. You are not going to be misguided on the products. So definitely check out As Intended, all natural for that. I just wanted to also say congratulations to Jay Anthony. I think he just opened a new restaurant or did something along those lines in Ottawa. So I wanted to say congratulations to him on that. As usual, I definitely want to shout out who else we got, the makeup artists in the city, because, you know, we got to definitely shout them out, the photographers in the city, the artists in the city, the creativity in the city. We definitely have to shout that out. And if you want to have your business shout out on the Empower Hour on Thursday mornings, give us a contact. We're on Instagram at Empower Hour, or you can just email us at theempowerhour@gmail.com. What we're going to do is we're going to break this up a little bit, you know, just a little bit. I'm going to play you two old school tracks, bring you back just a little bit, because that's how I feel today. And then we're going to come back with today's community updates.
Hey, mom, what's popping? Yeah, you good? Yeah, good. I just came back from Geneva. I bought you some pink diamonds, you know. I'm about to head over to Bora Bora. I'll probably meet you down at your penthouse in Soho, you know. But holla at your boy. Aight, Mimi.
I don't care at all, but secret. jewelry, chrome and stones. Wow, it's Giles, Lyles, Tones and Jones. Go to Capri, see my mommy Mariah. Chanel glasses, homie and fire. Mommy's a rider. She want the, so I give her the. Now she's screaming out. She want the 100 carat, the Harlem world. My arm a savage, better guard your girl. So, call me and we'll start the cake up. Mark Jacob, you're a heartbreaker. Good, I'm a mobster and pimp. 8 keys, 2 hammers, lobster and shrimp. Look at my limp, mommy, we could be a couple still. Sing my hook, help me sell a couple mil. Now sing. What? Sing.
I what? Need
who?
You.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna wrap you up.
Wrap me up,
yo.
I mean, ever since you met me, though, you let the bezzy blow, let the desi blow. You real sexy, yo. Mariah and killer. Mom, massage the chinchilla. Get the purple, we'll get high in the villa. Holla, Dipset girl.
Back, 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 back,
the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
I definitely apologize for that sound, guys. We do have like a little bit of technicalities happening behind the scenes, but you know what? It's all in good love and faith, and we will have it fixed. So just going to read this first before I do anything. So the One Full Circle Melanated Community, its mission is to empower the melanated community against social exclusion by network between the French and English speaking melanated communities and by providing socioeconomic stability through access to culturally adapted resources and business support. So I didn't read that for the last couple of shows, and I'm like, oh shoot, I should read that because it's very, very important. So before we get to King Pharaoh, who's going to grace us with his segment today, just have a few things that I wanted to actually put out there, because there's some stuff that is happening within the community. So, all right, so we're going to start off. I know I was telling you guys at the beginning of the show, calm down with the whole winter stuff and the whole, you know, it's Christmas, you know, so this is Christmas. Yeah, I was telling you guys to calm down, right? But the thing is, though, New Year's is coming after Christmas. And there are two events that are happening. On Friday, December 31st, well, look at that. New Year's falls on a Friday this year. That's pretty cool. So Midnight Oasis 2022, Montreal's ultimate New Year's extravaganza inside the lovely Oasis Lounge. The addresses will be located on the ticket. And this is for from LAG Entertainment and Friends. So if you are looking for a New Year's party, if you want to go out, hey, this is something that is definitely happening. And then, you know, we celebrate also on January 1st. So on Saturday, January 1st, 2022. Ooh, it's a New Year's party. Sorry. Saturday, January 1st, 2022, the ultimate resolution party called New Me. So new year, new vibes, new music, new we, new you. New resolution, new me. It's a private location in Ottawa. Again, this is from LAG Entertainment, who is putting this on. So as we go along, you know, probably have them on the show to come talk about it, to come be about it and all that stuff, because New Year's is coming up and some of you still like to party, and that's not a bad thing, right? So we're just gonna do that. What else do we got going on? Of course, we got the Kidpreneurs. Yes, you guys, come on, get your children involved in this. This is the Halloween event for our children in the city. Of course, we want to demonstrate positive vibes to them, so please, please, please get your children involved. Let me get that for you guys really quickly before I get into Pharaoh's awesome segment here. So this is the Kidpreneurs Halloween pop-up shop. Bring the family and support young entrepreneurs and their businesses. Come out, shop in your favorite Halloween costume. There will be candies, games, and prizes to be won. Saturday, October 30th, 2021 at the Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 de Maisonneuve West, Montreal, Quebec, H4A1Z5. We don't want to concentrate on the negatives of Halloween. We want to support the children. Sometimes we need to take away what we think and know about these things and support the children. It's important. All right. So as I promised you guys, Pharaoh is going to grace us with his segment, and it's going to be awesome. So give me 2 seconds and let me put that on for you.
I feel like I missed that. Guys, blessed, blessed, blessed Melanated Rising. It is October 21st, 2021, and this is the OFC Community Updates. I first just want to, as usual, just give thanks. Ms. Trish had already given thanks. I'm giving it again. I just want to give thanks to life. I want to give thanks to God, our creator, and to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be on here this blessed rising. And I just hope everybody who's tuned in, and you guys, are also having exceptional days today. So, OFC Community Update time. I have a lot of awesome things going on. I'm going to run through very quickly, get you guys up to speed. Before I start, I want to thank you all as listeners for just continuing to tune in to the Empower Hour and for supporting us. So definitely you could check out all the archives on CKT.ca or follow us on all the social medias, the Empower Hour. So first, in terms of business development, as you guys know, we had spoken about the OFC BNI collaboration. So as of November 1st, the OFC, we're going to be hosting our first OFC business team meeting. What's the OFC business team? We're treating business like a team sport. So every Monday morning, starting November 1st, 7:30 a.m., members, business owners are invited to take part in these amazing, empowering, no pun intended, empowering business networking meetings. So the way it works is very simple. We're going to be getting together 7:30 a.m. And as business owners, you're going to get an opportunity to present your business, explain your needs as a business owner, what you need help with as a business owner, and the type of clientele that you're looking for. What we're going to be doing as the OFC, so we're going to have our affiliates that are going to be taking part in these meetings, who are going to be providing resources and contacts to our business owners to help you guys go from point one, point two, A to B. The point is to help you to get to where you're going. Everybody who's listening and who's going to be taking part in these meetings are also going to be able to hear the type of clients that you're looking for. And as a team works, we are going to work collectively to make sure that you get clients. That's how it's going to work, guys. The beauty about this thing is that this is just the first step. Because once your business is ready, you're now have an opportunity to go get into the OFC BNI groups, where, like we had mentioned before, OFC BNI members on average generate about $30,000 a year off of referrals within their collective alone. So you better believe when the OFC gets in, 30 is our base. All right. But we want to make sure that our businesses are making at least $30,000 a year off of referrals. But our goal is to try to get you guys at least $50,000 a year. So that I'm really, really excited about this opportunity. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. More details will be shared next week. And the Zoom link, I'll be putting that out so people could take part. Next, for business members or business owners who could benefit from this support, we know a lot of people are doing a lot of things over Zoom. It's kind of annoying when you don't have a paying account and it clips. So we're now making, for members who are All Access OFC members, you guys now have access to the Zoom platform that we have. You just need to let us know when you're having your meetings. We give you access and you're good to go. No limits. And you can even record your sessions and we'll provide you with the links after. Dope stuff. Also, I'm really excited to share this. We have a survey. I will share the links. They will be available on the Empower Hour page. This survey, guys, the OFC is creating a loyalty program. I had hinted about it a couple of times. We are here. We are on the verge of this launch. It is going to be exciting, but basically very quick. Guys, for years, we've been talking about this. We now have an opportunity to collect points when spending money in the community, when supporting community initiatives, when spending, buying from businesses. You are now going to be able to collect points. Business owners, this is something we discussed for years. The cost of setting up these loyalty programs are exuberant, but now as a collective, the OFC is going to be setting it up and making it available to all the members. Oh, it's going to be so great. So, but before we do that, we have a survey that we're putting out just to ensure that what we're setting up is going to be able to cater to the needs of our community. As individuals, we need to hear from you because you're going to be getting points and stuff like that from using these. And these points are going to, you're going to be able to redeem these points for different items from within the community. So that's going to be great. And businesses, you also get to benefit from repeat clients coming back to gain points from coming to your store. It's just going to be exceptional all around. I'm really, really excited. So again, guys, I want to hear from you to ensure that what we're doing is correct. Also, we have one more survey that I'm going to be putting on our page. MCD Solo has also been working on a platform to support independent artists. So if you're an individual who supports independent or local artists, let's call them independent artists, not necessarily local, independent artists, this tool is for you. And if you are an independent artist, this tool is for you. So big shout out to MCD Solo for what he's doing. We're putting the link on the Empower Hour page. We definitely want to hear from you guys. Please complete the survey. It's going to be awesome. Very quick, I want to plug a couple of things coming up in the community. West Kent has their children recite, not recital. They started their children classes, so registrations are now open. Guys, you want to get your children involved. It's an awesome way for them to learn their culture in a fun and entertaining way. And they get to connect with other youth from the community. It's drumming and dancing from ages 2 to 12 plus. So, guys, get involved. Also, we have Golden Connections that have that's the seniors. The seniors West Kent Senior Group. So definitely you want to be able to take part in that. It's starting on the 24th of October. Details are also going to be on the Empower Hour page. So definitely check those out. Maison d'Haïti, they have an exhibition going on right now where a photographer did a great project where he took pictures of he has old pictures from back in the day. And he's taken modern pictures within the same areas. And these are all out in like Montreal North. And he's showing the comparison from then and now. Beautiful, beautiful initiative. Definitely check them out. I'm just checking for the address. It's not on here, but just go to Maison d'Haïti. You guys could definitely Google Maison d'Haïti or mihaiti.org. All right. Great, great, great stuff. I'll share one of the pictures for you guys on the page as well. You guys get a better idea. I want to give a shout out to Kids Coders. Comme d'habitude. I'm looking forward to us going and broadcasting live from there. It's going to be exciting. But they have a coding program going on right now for anybody interested. Details are also on the Empower Hour page. Oh, it's tons of things for you guys this morning. Big birthday shout outs. Princess Tashaya, October 14th was her birthday. King Wesley. Oh, this Tashaya Vernon. I gotta say it good. So big shout out to the princess. Thank you, Vernon. Your daughter's growing. Very soon she's just gonna be taller than you. It's amazing. King Wesley Long also on October 14th and Queen Farrah Mullins. October 15th, big birthday shout outs. We want to continue. So let us know when your birthdays are coming up and we will mention them on air. Just send that love. If you have an anniversary coming up, let us know. We will send that love. And if you have anybody who passed and you want us to mention it, please share it. And on that note, I also just want to send love and condolences to anybody who might have lost anybody these past couple of weeks. Also, our queen Malika Tigorlien put out another single. Definitely check it out. It's called Sisters. Big tune. And it's a remix with Miriam Sassy. So definitely check it out. I'm going to share the link on the Empower Hour page. Guys, there's so much awesome things. So two more things before I forget. I just want to ask you guys one more time. For those who have contributed, I want to thank you guys. But if you haven't, please check out our GoFundMe for our sister, Liddy Magali, who passed away. She was super active in the community and a great support to everybody. And this GoFundMe will definitely help our family to just to cover the cost of everything that's going on with the funeral arrangements and all that good stuff. So any help that you can provide to her family would be very much appreciated. Link is also on the Empower Hour page. Last but very far from least, and I might have mentioned this in the past, but guys, this is the words of wisdom that I'd like to leave with you guys. And I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it in the past, but I'm going to share it again because it keeps coming up and it's really important. And for people who are witnessing things online or on TV and you're seeing people in circumstances that are unfavorable, they are not happy in their scenarios and you want to help, the best thing that you could do for those individuals, people, take a moment, close your eyes and see those individuals in better circumstances. I mean, it could be anything. You could close your eyes and see them on the beach, see them relaxing, see them getting a massage, see them playing with your children, see them at your house for dinner, whatever. The point is, see them in a better scenario. Not just see them there, though. Feel it. Feel that emotion. Feel the happiness, the joy that you feel from having these people in these better scenarios, engaging with them, or just watching them in their glee. Let those emotions of joy that would come into you, let them feel them. The opposite is also true. When you see an individual who is going through something and you're not liking it, and you're just by reflex, you're sad about it, you're upset about it, you're getting angry about it. When you close your eyes, you see them in that scenario, and it upsets you. You're actually perpetuating more of that scenario for them. Believe it or not, the energy that you carry is enough to change a person's scenario for the good or for the bad. So now, if you want to help an individual, just like I said, close your eyes and see them in a better scenario, and your energy sending that vibe towards them is actually helping them out of it. But if you continue to feel that negative feelings that you have because of the negative scenarios that they're in, unfortunately, you're actually helping to perpetuate more of what they do not want. So with that, guys, I just want to continue to send you guys mad love. Just remind you guys that you are love. Filter everything that you're going through that vibe of love, and just have an amazing weekend. And I'm looking forward to being able to share with you guys again next week. Deuces.
All right, so you guys heard Farrell's community updates along with the mix of my community updates, Farrell's beautiful singing. I hope everybody's ears is okay. You know, I gotta let you guys know that I wasn't expecting the singing, and yeah, I'm just hoping that everyone's all right. But P, we appreciate you. We appreciate your community updates. We appreciate a whole bunch of that information. The birthday shout outs were really dope. So like he said, you know, if you really want to have your birthday shouted out on the Empower Hour, definitely let us know. We'll do that. Anniversaries, events, like I told you guys before, definitely let us know. We'll be more than happy to shout it out for you. So with that being said, I'm going to run a commercial, play a few tunes, and come back and have some more talks with you.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Kilojoule, Montreal born and raised, and I've been rocking the deck since 97. I've played with everyone from DJ Kubert to Mixmaster Mike, and I'll be the DJ once again for the second season of La Fin des Faibles on Télé-Québec. I'm here to announce the release of my upcoming EP, Sagittarius, which launches Friday, October 22nd at Ausgang Plaza. Doors open at 7 p.m. LTs will kick things off, followed by performances by End of the Week, Sunday Scratch Sessions, and the legendary B-Girl crew. Live visuals provided by Mourad Benasser. Space is limited, so get your tickets online now at pointdevente.com. The show is a CKUT co-presentation and sponsored by Pro.
Silent. Come on, let's take a long walk around. dome. Maybe we could see a play on Saturday. Or maybe we could roll a tree and feel the breeze. Or symphony on second shift. Or maybe we could chill and just be. Maybe we can take her to the moon. So maybe eat some passion food. Or maybe
man. Tell Stout to holler at me, man. Young Hova, you hurt. Trackmaster, you hurt. Yeah. Yes, y'allin'. Jigga man be ballin'. Leave chicks pigeon-toed. Some of them be crawlin'. Get the best of you whenever I put my all in. Have mommies callin' for the law. Darlin', Jigga and Paulin'. Ass drop. Coops with half the top. Expose half my knot. Nigga mad when I brag about the cash I got. But I'm used to not having a lot. I'm from the gutter and I ain't the type to ever chase your box. I'm the type to interior decorate the watch. I'm the type to sling heavyweight on the block in every state like clock. Word jiggers to hurt, holla.
Your lips are telling me yes while you're kissing on my neck, making me feel so. Should I stay?
Away hits, so my get it together or forget it forever. When I go at you hard, I can get it through leather. You act like Jigga can get it, whoever talking, you got a man. Okay, my and that's high school making me chase you around for months, having a fear, act like an adult for once. Plus my hand is up your skirt, goddamn you flirt. What's a little me on top gonna hurt? Maybe a little, but pain is pleasure and pressure bust pipes. And you look like the I like your rough type. We can crush the night, tell me what you like. I got a yellow bottle on a bucket of ice. Get right on over.
Make it hot. Track Mass Mr. Tony.
Okay. So I brought you guys back a little bit with some old school. That was Maya featuring Jay-Z, Best of Me Part 2. And of course, before that, I played Miss Jill Scott, A Long Walk. It is the entertainment portion of our show. So I'm going to bring you some celebrity news and views. And then after that, more music. And we'll see what's next after that. So the first one, Miss Nicki Minaj. So it looks like Nicki Minaj, basically, she scores legal win in court as $20 million default judgment case is denied. It looks like Nicki Minaj scored a victory in court that will allow her to retain a large amount of money. Yesterday, a judge ruled that the rapper didn't fail to respond to a lawsuit brought on by Jennifer Huff. If you recall, Jennifer accused Nicki's husband, Kenneth Petty, of rape allegations in 1994. Kenneth was convicted of attempted rape and served 4.5 years in prison. However, his issues with Jennifer persist today. According to Yahoo, Jennifer and her legal team pressed the court to hit the couple with a $20 million lawsuit for their failure to respond. However, a federal clerk denied the request this week, stating in court documents that it had appeared Nicki did do her due diligence and had already hired a lawyer to defend her case. However, her husband has not responded as of yet. On October 15th, Nicki filed a sworn statement stating she successfully hired a lawyer in late September, but unfortunately ran into a series of innocent miscommunications which caused late payment fees to fully secure services. Well, I think this Nicki Minaj thing, a lot of people say that her husband ruins her image and, you know, he's not right for her and stuff like that. But again, you know, my standpoint on this is this. I don't know about these rape allegations and Kenneth Petty. I don't know him. I'm not defending him, so I'm not saying anything about that. But what I am saying with Nicki Minaj, I think that she is going to do everything in her power to defend her husband, because we, on the outside, we don't know what their relationship is like on the inside, right? So she's going to do whatever it is she has to do. Again, I'm not against her for this situation. I do not know the situation, so I'm not defending it. But I'm just saying, it's interesting. It's really interesting. And I feel like everybody should just kind of like let what plays out and leave it alone, right? Another story is a New York woman sues Kellogg's over strawberry Pop-Tarts not having enough berries. Oh, well, look at us. So we all know that there are two things that people don't play about: their time and their food. Consumers spend their hard-earned money on food and want it to live up to their expectations as advertised. It's one thing to complain and it's another thing to apply pressure and take legal action. It's not uncommon for consumers to call out food or beverage companies for false advertisement. In the past, companies like Red Bull have gotten sued after consumers opposed their slogan, "Red Bull gives you wings," because they didn't receive any after drinking the popular energy drink. According to At Business Insider, in March 2015, Red Bull was required to pay $6.5 million into a settlement fund. So it was reported last December that a New York man sued King's Hawaiians for misleading customers that their sweet rolls were manufactured in Hawaii when they, in actuality, they were processed in California. Now Kellogg's is feeling the heat by another New Yorker over their lack of berries in their Pop-Tarts. According to TMZ, Elizabeth Russett is leading a class action lawsuit against Kellogg's, claiming that they are misleading customers about what they are eating. Elizabeth claims that the fruit filling in Kellogg's whole grain frosted strawberry toasters is not enough. Well, I don't know. I mean, if it's not enough for Miss Elizabeth, then hey, you know what? She may have to like really, they may have to really pay up. She may really get that money. If Red Bull had to pay someone, you guys think about this. If Red Bull had to pay someone for them not receiving wings after drinking the Red Bull, what makes you think that Kellogg's is exempt? Talk about it. Next up, Miss Adele. So, have you guys seen Adele's coming out with these snippets and this and that and blah, blah, blah? And then she was also photoed with Mr. Rich Paul at the Lakers and Warriors game a couple nights ago. See, the thing is, Adele is looking great. She's sounding great. But I personally find that the album took a little long. Hello, Adele. We need to talk about this. You know what I'm saying? You're there being spotted and stuff like that. But can you just... Can you just kind of hurry up with the music? She did drop a little something, something. It was like, okay, Adele, we did miss you. But I know that her whole new album is all about divorce. She was doing like a, I think it was a segment or a live Facebook Live or something like that. And it was all about divorce. Somebody asked her, what's your album about? And she said, divorce, honey, divorce. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So that was, that I found interesting. Another one is Facebook is reportedly set to change its name in effort to rebrand the company. So it's been an interesting few weeks for social media platform Facebook, as the massively popular company has dealt with a widespread outage that rocked the internet and introduced a slate of new anti-harassment and anti-bullying policies. However, if new reports prove to be accurate, Facebook is set to undergo a major change that will see the company being called an entirely different name. The Verge exclusively reports Facebook is planning to permanently change the name of the company as early as next week, according to inside sources with direct knowledge of Facebook practices. Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg will reportedly formally discuss the company name change at Facebook's annual Connect conference on October 28th. Although there is reportedly a strong possibility that the name could be changed before then, the name change is the first step in the company's efforts to rebrand itself as being known for more than just social media. While highlighting that Facebook owns an enormous part of the social media landscape courtesy of Instagram, WhatsApp, and more. Apparently, Facebook's new name is such a heavily guarded secret that even employees in senior positions at the company are not currently aware of what it will be. Tech experts have speculated that Facebook could potentially change its name to something involving Horizon, which is the name of an unreleased VR version of a Facebook and Roblox mashup that has been in development for the last few years. Horizon Worlds, name of the VR app, is what insiders believe could be the top name choice. How do you guys feel about that? Now, listen, honestly, I say this all the time, and I mean this with all due respect. If I didn't have to have like a platform on Facebook, meaning for like, you know, Miss Trish, my brand, you know, the Empower Hour and a lot of other projects that I do, I would not have a Facebook. To be completely honest with you, I have it for business reasons. Facebook is, it was cool when it was new, when there was the novelty in it. But now, after years of having it, over 10 years, it's just like, okay, what am I doing with this now? You know, there's so many rumors about Facebook, our information being sold. Sometimes, you know, there's bullying, there's harassment, you can't report it. And that's with Instagram, too. And I've mentioned this on the show before, where I had a fight with Instagram because they blocked my content and they keep on blocking my content. And I'm like, I am not posting anything that's inappropriate, yet you're letting the bots through. And because Facebook and Instagram are intertwined, it annoys me, the whole thing. I personally wish that Facebook did not own Instagram and WhatsApp. That is my take on that. I wish it didn't. I wish they stayed separate, and I thought it would have been a lot better that way, because the blockage and the bottage and the bitcoins and the expert traders. You guys ever see on your Instagram there's these bitcoin, these traders and all these things trying to add you all the time, and or there's this explicit stuff that's fake, or you know, some sergeant that's trying to add you and be like, can I be your sugar baby, all this kind of stupidness. All of that stuff gets through, but nothing legit, like, you know, some of the excellence that's being put out there, some of the hard-earned creativity that people are pushing, that stuff gets blocked over those bots that I just told you guys about. And I wonder, really? So you guys are going to change the name to change face? Or is this going to change the attitude of the bots and the robots and the spam and the bullying and the harassment? Changing the name won't do anything. Use that money that you guys are using to change the name to get rid of the fake stuff that is on the platform. How about it? I don't know. Like, seriously, if I didn't have, like I said, Facebook, if a name change is what you guys think is going to make you your platform better, then hey, do that. But make sure to do better. Changing a name is like just like getting married when you have problems. It don't change nothing. If you don't solve the problems from before that you already have, a name change, like adding your last name to somebody else, is not going to change nothing. All right, so let me break us up with some music, and then we're going to come back and have our final convo, yo.
UNITY. brother, call a girl a bitch or a hoe. Trying to make a sister feel low, you know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring rap to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down a block, I had my cut off shorts on right, cause it was crazy hot. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. Yeah. I turned around red, somebody was catching the rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me, bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. I punched him dead in his eyes.
Who you calling a bitch?
U-N-I-T-Y. It take it out on me, but that's about enough. You put your hands on me again, I put your ass in handcuffs. I guess I fell so deep in love, I grew dependency. I was too blind to see just how it was affecting me. All that I knew is you was all the man I had. And I was scared to let you go, even though you treated me bad. But I don't wanna see my kids see me getting beat down by daddy smacking mommy all around. You say I'm nothing without you, but I'm nothing with you. A man don't really love you if he hits you. Yeah. This is my notice to the zoo, I'm not taking it no more. I'm not your personal whore. That's not what I'm here for. Ain't nothing good gon' come to you till you do right by me. Brother, you ain't sitting in the
bitch.
Now that you saw a Apache's video, I saw you wildin', acting like a fool. I peeped you out the window, jumping girls after school. But where did all of this come from? A minute ago, you was a nerd and nobody ever heard of you. Now you a wannabe.
Hard.
You barely know your ABCs.
Please.
There's plenty of people out there with triggers ready to pull it. Why you trying to jump in front of the bullet?
Young lady.
And real bad girls are the silent type.
Yeah.
Ain't none of this worth getting your face sliced. Cause that's what happened to your homegirl, right?
She got to wear that for life.
Who you calling a bitch?
Alrighty, so it's time to wind down. We only have a few minutes left to the show, but I did forget to mention something in the community updates, which I do find quite important. So I'm actually going to stop the music to mention this one just out of respect for the family. So I just wanted to let you guys know, I mentioned this earlier when I started doing the headlines. Unfortunately, we had a 16-year-old who was stabbed to death earlier this week. And on the 22nd of October, which is tomorrow, they are holding a candlelight vigil for him, remembering Janai, or Janae, sorry if I'm mispronouncing the name, I don't mean to, but it is, I'm going to say Janai Dopewell Bailey. They're gathering at Program Mild End, which is at 4810 Van Horde at 6 p.m. So just want to let you guys know, if you want to go out and pay your respects to this young king, definitely go out and do that. So on that note, I want to thank you guys today for listening to the Empower Hour with me, your girl, Miss Trish. Now I can play the music again because I just wanted to make sure all the details of the candlelight vigil were heard properly. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening. As usual, I appreciate you guys so much. The feedback is incredible. Incredible. Incredible for Thursday morning. So I really do appreciate you guys very much. I didn't pull out a coffee conversations because I feel like this whole show, when I do it alone with the help of Pharaoh and the other segment, is a coffee conversation, right? You guys are drinking your coffee the whole time. So I just wanted to say you can follow the Empower Hour on all platforms. We are at Empower Hour MTL on Facebook and Empower Hour on Instagram. You can also follow me if you enjoy the voice. I am at All Things Miss Trish on Instagram for your daily self-love and inspiration. And of course, Coffee Chronicles. You can also follow my YouTube show and channel at Miss Trish TV. You guys, I am super, 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 super grateful. Once again, kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour and TuneIn Radio. Just to add, hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, and to our amazing team. Once again, people, I am Miss Trish. Thank you for listening. And definitely catch us again here next week.
One element of notice. We are gonna make it. Win the prize and take it. We are gonna make it. Four corner, global. We are strive and a reach for the goal. Them a fight and a spy through them in control. Them a real lad. But a long time, we a fight for your slice of the bread. Them a scream and a dream and a wish me fi dead. But I got off with head. I know just now, we a scream and a cheer for the team. Them a plan out fi bench, we a them rule supreme. Like a them one fi clean. Well imagine, we a try move out of the shock. Them a cry and a spy and a try stop with clock. Guess I who off we back. Tell them so we bless. Tell them 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 so we still have life. We no stress. God light shine on we. You know what quest. Screw where your man want pray. We no press. Bless up who down when we fuck the rest. Tell them we no block like God and we no this. Only follow we like peace. So they my guess. How come we still look clean and they my mess. Eventually they will see who is watching over me. Make we shine like stars above and give love to who show us love to. We fly.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition. Here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.